the shadow side of the regime also emerged very quickly, and not simply in the terror against political opponents. The regime, the National Socialist Party before 1933 had made a wide variety of appeals. It had certainly been anti-Semitic. Its anti-Semitism was central to the party's identity, central to its ideology. But it was only one aspect of a very broad-based National Socialist appeal. The Nazis themselves had come to the conclusion by 1930 that anti-Semitism was not the issue around which they could rally a significant portion of the electorate. And so while they never hit it, never soft-pedaled it, it was not the central focus of Nazi propaganda during its dramatic rise to power in 1930-32. The negative campaigning that we talked about, the emphasis on the failed Weimar Republic and its failed economic policies would fill that bill. But after 1933, very gradually, and certainly by 1935, it became quite apparent that the real core of Nazi ideology was not simply creating the Volksgemeinschaft, restoring German honor and power, but that there was also an ominous racial core, which the Nazis took incredibly seriously. In 1933, in the initial days of the regime, in April, the Nazis had announced a boycott of Jewish businesses. This was the first step taken by the regime against the Jewish population of Germany. It proved tremendously unpopular in Germany as well as abroad. It was intended to go on indefinitely. It was called off after a day. People were perplexed by this in some ways. I mean, they expected, the Nazis were obviously anti-Semitic, they were going to do something, but it did not find the resonance in the population that the Nazis had hoped it would. In the early days of the regime in 1933, the Nazis also enacted laws which excluded Jews from the civil service. There was a law passed called for the creation of restoration of a professional civil service. Mm-hmm. Jews were also forbidden access to the bar to practice law or medicine in the general German medical profession. But after the spring of 1933, there was a curious lull in anti-Semitic policy at the national level. There would be no new initiatives in Nazi racial policy between 1933 and 1935, as if the national regime, at any rate, had either lost interest, lost direction, or had simply put this on the back burner. It corresponds with a period, of course, when the regime is consolidating its power, and that was where its main focus would be. But at the local level, at the regional level, the SA and other party organizations continued to persecute Jews. So that it wasn't, if the national regime seemed to have no new initiatives in mind in this period, there was still persistent and extraordinarily ugly pressure put on the Jewish population by Nazi formations at the local and regional levels. Indeed, the boycott, after it was called off in April of 1933, continued at the local level in a number of places, with local Nazis argued, well, the Führer had to call this off because of pressures that we understand, but we don't have to down here. We're going to continue it. There was no coordination from above then in this period. But in 1935, the regime introduced the so-called Nuremberg Laws. And these laws do mark a major turning point in Nazi racial policy. Announced at the Nuremberg Party rallies in September of 1935, the Nuremberg Laws made Jews non-citizens of the new Third Reich and also forbade intermarriage between Jews and non-Jews or sexual relations between Jews and what were now called Aryans. There was no real determination with the passage of these laws exactly what being Jewish meant. There was a good deal of debate, no agreement between different party officials, whether it was a person with one Jewish grandparent, three Jewish grandparents, and so on. But the Nuremberg Laws of 1935 represent an ominous ratcheting up of National Socialist pressure on the Jewish population. They were done Hitler had initially not intended to announce these laws at the Nuremberg rally in 1935, and there were certain aspects of their announcement that were improvisational. But nonetheless, the passage of these laws indicate that the regime was ready to move to a new stage of persecution.